Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
It's time for us to take seriously that we are members of God's family. We are referred to as the body of Christ. Can I ask you a question? Where is your hand? Where is your foot? Most of us know where our mouths are and our tongues. But where are the other members of your body that help you to operate in God's purpose and plan for your life? Destiny is defined as that which determines life's experiences by supernatural guidance. God is the one who guides you to the church that you're supposed to be a part of. You're not supposed to figure that out by yourself. You're supposed to ask God, lead me and guide me and plant me in the place you want me to be in your family. The Bible says that we are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. But God does not want us to exist in a little cup of water like a sprig and think that we're a part of his family. God really has not made any member of his family a lone ranger. No more than a hand by itself crawling on the ground can do very much for God. Some of us, you know, we say what part of the body we are. Well, I'm the hand. Well, how can the hand get out and help people when it's got to crawl to get to them? It'll take you a whole week to get to that person crawling on the floor. See, the Bible talks about the eye as being part of the body. Folks, we need each other. Look at the person next to you and said, I need you. Because you're a part of the body and you're a member in my family. Yeah, yeah. See, you'll say, well, I'm important. I'm the eye. I see. Oh, I've got a prophetic eye. Oh, God uses me in prophecy. Okay, he uses you in prophecy, but if you're separated from your family, how are you going to get over there to talk to anybody when you don't have a mouth? The first thing is you've got to roll. It's a good thing you're round. You've got to roll to them, but then you can't say, thus saith the Lord. All you can do is go. We are connected to each other in the family. Now listen, there are people that the devil sends, or the devil speaks through, or the devil uses, who are members, I hate to say it, in the family. And you've got to watch out for them because they have not yet learned the culture of the family. So they are operating in their own flesh. People who gossip. Yes, they may really be members of the family. I don't know how long they'll stay that way if they keep gossiping. But the devil will use them to divide the family. People who gossip cause division. The devil sees to it. In Romans 16 and 17, it says, I urge you, brethren and sisterin, brothers and sisters, that is, mark those who cause division and avoid them. Who are the people that cause division? People who always got a problem. Got a problem with some other member of God's family. I got a problem with them. I got a problem with how they do things. I got a problem with the shoes she wears every Sunday. Doesn't she know that that dress is not her style? It's just not for her? Well, buy her a new dress. Buy a new pair of shoes and bless her. Be a true member of the family. Don't cause division. People, many times, who see things they don't like, they go and talk to other people about it, and they bring division in the family. Oh, they say we need to pray about this. I want to bring something to you so that we can pray about it. This and this and this and this is happening right now. And to think, Deacon so-and-so, he's behind it. I think we need to pray. I think you need to keep that to yourself and pray about it. Or go to Deacon so-and-so and tell him what the devil is telling you. If it's an offense, the Bible says we should go one to another. We should talk about it. Listen, before you think that the devil can't use you because you're in the family way, Peter, who received from the Holy Spirit the revelation that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, he said to Jesus, when Jesus asked, "Who am I?" He said, "Oh, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, Peter." But in the next moment, when Jesus said, "I'm going to the cross," Peter said, "Let it be far from you." Oh, I hear it. I hear you shall never go to the cross. Let it be far from you. And Jesus turned around and said, "Now, Satan, the Lord rebuke you." How did you get in the family? How are you using a family member here? The devil is cunning, folks. And when you begin to use your own natural logic and reasoning, you will say things in spite of the enemy. It is quiet. "Oh, the Lord told me." The Lord didn't tell you any such thing. Don't go to the cross, Jesus. That's not something that you want to do. Wait. "Thus saith the Lord." Some of us can't say what we're really thinking ourselves. We got to put God's name in it and blame him for it. "Well, the Lord just told me to say this to you, brother." The Lord told me to tell you this, sister. "Thus saith the Lord." I'll tell you like God said in his word, I didn't send him and I didn't tell him anything to say. We've got to be careful when we're in the family, because just because you're in the family, it doesn't mean that Satan won't try to use you to bring division in the family. In Genesis 4:9, the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" And he said, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" It was his brother. He didn't know where his brother was. At least that's what he told God. He knew where his brother was. But I'm going to use this as an illustration, because if we're not careful, we will ignore or even destroy the very relationships that God has chosen to place in our life to assist us in fulfilling our destiny. You can kill a relationship by just acting cold. When someone invites you out, when someone invites you over, you can kill a relationship. Could be a divine relationship. One where God wants to use a person to bless you, to speak into your life. It's important that we are not divided. It's important that we realize that we're all a part of the family of God. Now, we need to be able to discern divine relationships. Let me just give you a few so you don't have to wonder about it. Number one, your mother and your father. That was a divine relationship. You had nothing to do with it. God chose them. In fact, they were God's point of entry for you to enter into the world to accomplish your purpose. And let me just say this to you. Your parents are so important, because how you respond to them will determine not only how long you live, but how well you'll live. Oh, can I read what the Bible says? Thought you never say yes. Did anybody say yes? Okay, there it is. Deuteronomy 5:16. Write this scripture down. You need it. "Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you." Listen. "So that you may live long and that it may be well with you." See, most of us say so you can live a long life. No, the Bible says so it'll be well. You've got to honor your parents so that it will be well with you. Now, you younger children, you need to listen. because God wants to bless you. You've got to listen to your mommies and your daddies so it'll be well with you. And your grandparents too. They'll make sure it's very well with you. Sometimes even more than mommy and daddy. They'll spoil you. But it's important for us to recognize that our parents are a special relationship that God has given us. Let me give you one more scripture. In Proverbs 20 and 20, it says, if you insult your father or your mother, listen, your light will be snuffed out into total darkness. Wow. If you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. God is serious about these things.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Listen, our parents have been given a special place in the family of God as teachers. If your parents are not teaching, you need to tell them, look, you're still in this earth. God has something special for you to do, and that is to teach. To teach and to instruct others out of your experiences. Well, I've made a lot of mistakes. Talk about the mistakes so we don't have to make them. We don't want to make mistakes, but if no one is teaching us, we'll go and we'll repeat the same history. See, God has called our parents, God has called mature men and women to be able to speak into the lives of younger men and women. In Titus 2 and 2, it says, the older men are to be serious and unruffled. They must be sensible, knowing and believing the truth, and doing everything with love and patience. Verse 6 says, urging the young men to behave carefully, taking life seriously, and you yourself must be an example to them of good deeds of every kind. Those are for the mature men. Those are for the fathers. God expects us to do that in the family. And how about the more mature ladies in the family? God has called you to teach the young moms. Now, young moms and young men, you need to be open to the instruction that you receive from your spiritual mothers and fathers in the family, because God has put them there to help you. Many times we feel like we're all by ourselves because our loved ones live in some other state or they live far away. Listen, God doesn't make a mistake. He brings you into a family so that he can connect you with those most important in helping you to fulfill your destiny. Those who can impart into your life. Listen to what the scripture says. It says in Titus 2 and 4, the older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children. Now, God will have an older woman who loves her husband and loves her children to speak into your life. Not one with bitterness and does not know how to treat her family. And you've got to discern that for yourself. You need to see that. It goes on to say in verse 5, to live wisely and to be pure, to take care of their homes. I tell you, the Holy Ghost will get into your business. To take care of your homes. Make sure your homes are tidy and neat as they can be if you've got a lot of kids. And husbands, you should help. To do good. I just slipped that in, ladies. I only heard one amen. Take care of their homes, to do good and to be submissive to their husbands. Only one woman again. My Lord, my Lord. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. Now listen to me. Listen to me. The way you live in the family will either bring praise to God or shame to his name. You need to understand this, people, because in a family, we're connected. Look at someone next to you and said, you know, in this family, we're connected. And what you do reflects on me and on our Father. No, this is serious. This is a very serious message that I'm giving today, because I'm allowing you to think about things often that we don't talk about. We are in the family of God. We're in the family way. All of us are in the family. But there's a culture. God gives us direction in the family, how we should live. Every single one of us have a part that we must play in the family. Let's talk about husbands and wives. Are you ready? Ushers, lock the doors. Because your husband and your wife is a divine relationship God has given to you. Now, the Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So make sure when you're finding a wife, it's God's choice. And women, before you say, I do, make sure it's God's choice. And this is important, because husbands and wives, your destinies are joined by your relationship. Hear me what I'm saying now. Your destinies are joined by your relationship. That is the reason why you need to be finding the most serious spiritual person you can find who really loves the Lord. I didn't say religious. I said I didn't say religious. I said spiritual, who loves God more than you. Because a person who loves God more than you will treat you right. If they don't, they will not. They will treat you the way you deserve. I mean, the way they want to treat you. The Bible says in Mark 10 and 6, God made them male and female from the beginning of creation. This explains why a man leaves his father and his mother and is joined to his wife. That's called marriage. They're trying to call marriage something else today, but that's what marriage is. Marriage is between a man and a woman. God created a man and he created a female for marriage. It's in the book. Verse 8, and the two are united into one. Say the two are one. Most people are trying to still be one. And that's if you're doing the right thing. Some people have just given up. Can't be one. But I love you. The Bible says that the two are one. You just have to act like it. You know, the thing that really impressed me about that particular portion of Scripture is I've always seen it this way, that for two to become one, I've always seen in my mind's eye one person being split in half, the other person being split in half, and then them being joined together. Now you say, well, that's a strange looking person. Marriage is a strange institution. But the truth of the matter is, God will take two individuals and unite their purpose and their destiny and make them one. One person who will actually fulfill God's purpose in the earth. But if you're divided, you can't do that. And your destiny is tied to your spouse's destiny. This is important. You can't leave your spouse behind. You can't say, well, this is what I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do. Oh, no, they're going to do what you're going to do. Because the two are one. See, we're talking about the family way today. We're talking about God's way in the family. Verse 9 says, since they are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God has joined together. Now, let me just say something about that. It may have been your decision to get together with that person. Hello? But once you say I do and they say I do, God is for you. God is for your marriage. You can say, well, we married wrong. Yes, but you married. You married right now. Because marriage is established by God. And I'm not talking about Fred and Tom. God established marriage, and you need to understand, well, we just made a mistake. No, well, if you made a mistake, you need to get on your knees and pray and fix the mistake. You say, I can't live with her like that. I can't live with him. One of us has got to die. No, both of you have got to die. Both of you have to die to yourselves. The Bible says that we are to honor one another when we're married. The wife is to honor her husband, but the husband is to honor his wife. This is so important. You know, there are times that we want to use the word of God against each other in marriage. We use it like a Tommy gun. We say, the word of God says, woman submit. That's what the Bible says. Well, if your wife knows the word, she says, honey, honor. Honor me. That's what the Bible says. In fact, your prayers won't be answered if you don't honor me. See, it's a standoff. You've got to love each other. It's called love. It's called being patient. It's called being kind and considerate. It's important for you to understand that God has a purpose and a plan for your marriage. In fact, the Bible says God created marriage so that you'd have a righteous seed, that your children will love God, that your children will follow God. Don't wait for them to get older to talk to them about God. You need to be talking to them about God before they can even talk. God wants you to have a righteous seed. God wants your children to be saved. God wants your children to love him. But if you live in an unloving environment, it's kind of hard for children to be right and act right because they're acting out many times what they see at home.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of All in the Family. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you have not lived up to your Christian devotion to God as you should this week. And, you know, you're even being tempted by the enemy. I want to pray right now that God will give you strength and that spirit that is coming against you would be broken by the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, we are in spiritual warfare. That's why we pray. Prayer is warfare. And I want to pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against every satanic attack against the people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we command the powers of darkness to leave them, to leave their family, to leave their home. Father, we stop this attack in the name of Jesus Christ, who said through his name we have power over all of the power of the enemy. Father, I pray that you will restore peace in their lives and peace in their homes and peace on the job. Father, so many right now not knowing what to do because of what's happening in the world. We pray for the peace of God and give them direction and help them in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe it will be well with every one of our listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.